Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello to your dear friend and host, Shemina.
Oh, Shrek, that's so sweet of you. Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening. And hopefully you think of me as a dear friend as well.
So moving right along into our topic.
So mean. You're so mean to me after all these years.
You set me up for that one. And if you know me long enough, you know that that was just too much of a setup.
You're so predictable. Yeah.
Exactly. So how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for asking. How are you doing, Shrek?
I'm good as well, thank you.
As you can tell, we're still doing remote recording again.
Convenience trumps something else, I don't know.
Yeah, yes.
But also, it's getting nicer. The weather's getting nicer. So that's a positive.
Yeah. Right.
Also, we want to thank our listeners for giving us suggestions for future episode topics and things like that, and we're kind of working through them at the moment, so you should start to see a couple of those come through in the next few weeks.
Yeah, there was a suggestion from Jesse on Instagram who's started listening. Thank you so much. And she suggested one about gardening, so we're organizing that, so that should come very soon, which is good timing for us because of the weather being so nice. Might not be so nice in the Northern Hemisphere. It's a bit cold and snowy, maybe, but you could try.
They can keep that episode in the queue and listen to it like in a few months.
Exactly. Or listen now, inspire themselves, get ready, and then as soon as it's nice weather, go out, get themselves organized. But yeah, but today I thought, let's talk inside the house to keep ourselves nice and warm. Or
wow.
Aircon.
Smooth segue.
I know.
Finally got it.
I know. Only, 131, how many episodes?
Yeah.
131 episodes.
Yeah. That's fine.
I am good. Aren't I? So I thought let's talk about the living room because it is where we spend a lot of time with, you know, our family, our friends, or if you're by yourself like us, you know, I spend a lot of time in the living room watching TV, as everyone knows. I like my Netflix.
Again, especially for someone that follows the show, they know that you're Netflix and decluttering.
Queen's Gambit, that's all I'm saying, and everybody else is saying, but yeah,
I haven't watched it, but I'm hearing very good things about it.
Yeah, I got into it like I think the second day it came out, and I was starting to hear rumblings about it being good, and then I watched it, and then I told all my friends. So yeah, if you haven't yet, watch Queen's Gambit. It's weirdly addictive, and still don't understand chess, but yeah, yeah, it was good. Anyway, right. So let's start with talking about organizing your living room. So first of all...
We're not going to talk about more shows. Oh, man.
Is there any more shows? Good shows on there right now?
I was actually going to make a joke about, like, you know, that's like... also, you can watch Ted Lasso and not learn anything about football.
Huh?
Oh, wow. You haven't watched Ted Lasso yet?
No. Yeah, but I know the offside rule, so I don't need to watch. Is this football... What football are you talking about? Because you went to American schools,
I'm talking about football.
Okay, rest.
American football is played with the hands. I mean, there is already like a problem with that naming, so I'm not a fan. But anyway, no, I'm talking about football.
When
you actually play with your feet. But also, yes. No, Ted Lasso is an Apple TV Plus show about football, or it's set in a football club in the UK.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. Right, shall we stop talking about TV now?
It's a fun show.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, let's start. We're talking about decluttering and organizing your living room. Yeah, Shrek. So the first thing always to do is to get, say, a basket or one of those recyclable bags and remove all the foreign items out of the living room because it seems to be the place, the haven for random things to end up in that room, right? Because we spend so much time there. So you'll have, you know, things that should be in the kitchen, makeup that should be in the bathroom or toiletries, toys that should be in the playroom or in the bedroom and not in the living room if you've made that a sanctuary, a toy-free sanctuary. Shoes, extra pillows, blankets, you know, take those all out of, take that all out of the, you know, the space. So that's a good starter. If you have a lot of foreign items, then, you know, it's good to collect them all together, say in one corner of your living room, and then start doing a mini declutter of those items before you go to put them in the other room, because you might not actually even need them at all. You know what I mean? And categorize them into things that should go in the kitchen, in the living room, in the bedroom, in the bathroom, you know, wherever they should go, and then take them section by section into the correct bedrooms, into the correct room. Sorry, it might not be just the bedrooms. So that's a good start for you to clear the clutter that's in the living room. Then start with a mini declutter. So, you know, we've talked about it before, and I do use the coffee table as an example, but you always want to keep the flat surfaces clutter free, because they're the places that look the worst when it's full of stuff. So start on the coffee table, do the mini declutter, you know, spend, 15, 20 minutes going through what's on the coffee table, remove the old magazines and newspapers. You're not going to do the, you know, what do they call them? Vision board. People always say they're going to do a vision board and cut out things, and then they never do it. So go, you know, you could do it on Canva online. So you can get images from the internet, put it onto Canva, make a vision board like that, which saves you keeping magazines and newspapers. So, you know, start, you know, do that, get rid of those. You know, any other bits and pieces, if you've got millions of coasters, different kinds of coasters, choose the ones that you like, and then put the others for donation or recycling. Just clear everything off there. You know, there might be cups and mugs and glasses that should be in kitchen and should be cleaned. I mean, how long have they been in there, because they've been hidden in the clutter? So that's good. I can't believe you're actually...
I have a it's just a paper cup which I need to dispose of, but yeah, it's
not, it's okay. Okay, fine, safe. All right, safe. Okay, safe. All right. Okay, and start building the habit that when you do have a drink, you know, or have food or something, you go and spend like a minute to go and put it in the kitchen immediately and clean it. It only takes a few seconds, or put it in the dishwasher. So that time means that you spend less time than having to do the living room and clearing all this kind of stuff later on. So it's like building the habit for everything. If you do it in a few seconds, it saves you having to spend minutes or hours in the long term cleaning up all these spaces. The next areas to do the mini declutter are the shelves, the bookshelves as well. You know, go through the books, make a pile of books that you're not reading, that you are never going to read, old school books, university books. I had a lot, you know, in my bookshelves at the back of me. You know, there were at the bottom university books. I stopped, you know, doing law. I stopped being a lawyer 7 years ago. I studied law and graduated in 2000. That was 20 years ago. The laws have changed. I don't need all of these law books. So I got rid of a lot. I think I've kept one because it's about intellectual property and I'm still interested in it, and the law is actually still in place. But everything else, just not relevant to me anymore. And everything's online as well. So I don't need those books. So it's the same for most people. If you have all these university books, is it relevant? You know, unless you did a bachelor's in arts or history. But you can always still find everything on history and on Wikipedia, you know, or on and some other sources as well. So then the next thing, once you've started clearing up all these spaces, you'll find that you have loads of space, and you'll see that a lot of the furniture is not being used because you've removed the clutter from it. So start seeing what pieces of furniture you can get rid of, because that's a big problem in living rooms, that people have too many pieces of furniture, and sometimes too big a piece of furniture as well that they don't need. So now is a good time, once you've done the decluttering, once you've done the organizing, that you can get rid of furniture and move things around. So you can put all the books in one bookshelf instead of having two or three of them. You know, if you get rid of your DVDs and CDs, like, how many people have them and don't need them because everything is on Netflix nowadays or on Prime? Between all of the channels, most of the films you love are on there at some point or another, or you can download them and keep them. So you don't need to have them in DVD format. So get rid of those as well.
Services like Plex and stuff as well, right? Like you can extract the stuff from the DVD and then save it digitally and then use that. And, right? So again, you can get rid of the physical clutter there.
Yeah, and that's what I did. So I decluttered about 300 DVDs, which was heartbreaking considering how much I'd spent on them over the years. So I decluttered them, but I made a pile of them and I looked at all of the titles and all the ones I loved, I downloaded them. Or I'd already downloaded it before, so it was easy to get rid of those DVDs. So yeah, I did that. I downloaded them and then I gave them all to a pet charity that was collecting, so they'll sell the DVDs and then take the money for animals. So there's a lot of places you can do that. In the UK and the USA, you can sell them. You know, you won't get much money, like maybe 10p or something, which is even more heartbreaking when you've spent £15 on these DVDs. But at least it's a little bit of money. And then, you know, you can decide what you want to do with them. Another big thing that people have a lot of in the living room is pillows and blankets. Now, in the UAE, I know it gets cold with the aircon on, but do you need 10 blankets on one couch? And I have seen that. And pillows. How many pillows do you need on your couch? If you have so many pillows, you can't actually sit on the couch because it's just...
This is one of those very interesting things. I get the point of pillows on couches, but then everybody, that's what they do, right? It's just full of pillows. And then you're like... I mean, invariably in most people's houses when I go, I take off the pillow and then I sit. Like,
yes.
It's always in the way, right? And so it's one of those... I know that it looks pretty, but it's functional.
Yeah, it needs to be pretty and functional. So, I mean, they're good because you need them to sleep on when you have an afternoon nap every so often. Love afternoon naps. But you don't need so many that you have to throw all of them on the ground before you can actually sit on the bloody sofa. Yeah. I mean, for me, my cats will get rid of them. So they will just push them off as well because they need the space because it's their house and their sofa. So, of course, I don't have that many then. Another thing is knickknacks. You know, so when you go on holiday, people buy loads of knickknacks and bits and pieces. You only need one knickknack or one magnet to put on the fridge from your, you know, holiday. Okay, I collect magnets. Yeah, buy one or take photos.
One per holiday. Okay, that makes sense.
Per holiday. Yeah. So I buy one magnet, usually from the airport, because the airport has the best magnets instead of the ones out. And they're usually cheaper than buying it from a market outside. One magnet or one thing that you collect. Like my mom used to collect shot glasses, which is funny because my mom doesn't drink. But that was her thing. And, you know, she used to put it in a glass cabinet. But that takes up a lot of room, whereas magnets don't. And they're not taking up space on shelves and stuff. But choose one thing. Like I've seen people who buy 5 to 10 items from, say, Maldives. You know, how can you buy so many pieces of things from an island resort? I don't understand why you need it. Why do you need shelves that say Maldives on it or Seychelles or whatever? You know what I mean? You don't. And then it takes up space on your bookshelf with all these little bits and it looks messy and cluttered after a while. And they're dust collectors. This is the thing. All these things are dust collectors, which is not great. So stop it. Save that money and buy a beautiful meal when you're in the holiday destination, or buy a lovely designer bag with all that money you spend on buying knickknacks and presents for people on holidays. Anyway, I digress.
Only a little bit.
Only a little bit. It's one of my things. Every time I go to a client's house, they seem to have just spent so much money on gifts for family and friends on holiday. And I'm like, why? You know, spend that money on yourself. You went on holiday, not them. Yeah, they can go on holiday somewhere.
It's one of my favorite memes, actually. Like, there's the one, right, where it's like, hey, here, why don't you take this, you know, whatever t-shirt I got you from Paris on that vacation that you never went, just so you remember I did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's weird. Another thing in living rooms are consoles and games. And we have talked about it in another episode, which we will refer to in our show notes, because I can't remember the number at the top of my head. But, you know, I always find when I'm doing living rooms with the games, the CDs are always missing from the covers and we can never find them. It's not in the PlayStation. It's not anywhere. I don't know what people do with them, like these gamers. Like, where do they go? Do they go to somebody else's house? Are they under the sofa? What? Where are they? It's such a pain to keep on opening and trying to find and mix and match, and they all look, the pictures are all the same on the DVD, on the CDs as well. So, yeah, if, you know, if you use a CD or a game, put it back in the case so it makes it easier. I think PlayStation 5 is not going to have physical games, isn't it? It's just going to be downloadable. So that will save us all a lot of hassle and clutter. We've talked about books. Also, another thing is potpourri and reed diffusers and candles. People love them. I know you love the candles because they always give you lots of candles. Yeah, Shirag is a candle man. He likes the little tea lights, which I don't like. I can't stand them.
whoa. Okay, they don't need to besiege my name over here. I prefer the candles, not so much the tea lights. I just happen to have some, and we know why. Like, it was in a giveaway bag, right? So we have them. So I'm using the tea lights now, but actually I prefer like proper candles. But yes, I'm absolutely a candle fiend.
And I decluttered my tea lights to him straight away because I don't do them. So yeah, go through that. You know, potpourri, like, they get dusty as well. I've seen some horrible little jars full of potpourri that have been there for like 4 or 5 years. They should have been gone after like 6 months. The smell goes after a short while. So do go through all of them every so often. The same with reed diffusers. You have to turn the reeds up, you know, upside down like once a week. When it's finished, get a refills or throw the glasses and the reeds away. Don't keep them. And you have to change the reeds anyway because it stops working after a while. So they give you new reeds. And candles. If you don't love them, donate them, give them to friends, or just throw them away. Put them in the recycle bin if they don't smell nice. And please, there is one shop in the UAE. It's in America. It's in a lot of countries. I won't name it, but it has a sale every week, right? People get excited. We're on a group, aren't we, for bargains, and we see them talking about this. They're like, there's a sale at this shop, and you're like, oh god. So this means Shalina will have to see 10 of these candles bought on the sale, which last for like 6 months because people don't burn the candles all the time anyway. Please don't. Literally, that shop has a sale every week. Like, when you need a candle, buy one. You don't need to buy 10 of them because you don't have any space to store them. You know which shop I'm talking about. It has massive candles and they don't even smell nice because the amount of people who try to give me those candles when we're decluttering is huge. And I say no to all of them.
No, I know what you're talking about, but also this is something that's really interesting as well. Like, I mean, I know that, like, I have a candle here that, I mean, it's, which I'm using still, but like, yeah. I bought it like a year ago easily. And again, because I don't burn regularly and it's kind of one off thing. And then in between I got these tea lights, so I was burning those, and
yeah,
it keeps happening. Right. So I'm very glad that I don't have like a stock of candles just lying around. But I agree with you. I mean, you know, especially the era we live in, like, sales are on and on constantly. I mean, now we'll have the Black Friday sales and then we'll have the Christmas ones and we'll have,
yeah,
they'll keep coming like that. I don't think we need to like overstock these things, especially.
No, we never need to overstock them. I don't understand. Like, they do last forever. And that, I buy candles from a French brand and they're so strong that you burn it and it burns for 15 minutes and then I have to switch it off. So, and I've got the small version of the candle and it lasts for like a year for me. I don't even have to buy the big one. That would be 2 years for me because it's so strong. And that's why I buy it, because it's beautiful smell and it's so strong that it fills the room immediately so that I don't need to burn it for so long. So it's an investment in a way, even though it's a bit more expensive. So you think of it as quality rather than quantity, which I always talk about as well. And it's then, it makes you, you know, it adds to sustainability as well, because you're not wasting money and wasting products and glass and candle wax, you know, unnecessarily. So yeah, so that's my bit about candles. I really, it drives me insane, that shop.
Just as an FYI, this episode is about the living room.
Yes. <Pull this back. laughs> So yeah. And not it's in the candles. Living room. Yeah.
Not candles or souvenirs, just FYI. Yeah.
I know, but you know, we have talked about certain things before, so we'll put them in the show notes, all the episodes. And you know, we talked about Black Friday just now, and that's coming soon. So obviously that will be something we'll be despairing about again in the next few weeks while organizing. So we'll put that in the show notes as well.
So this was like three episodes in one, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly. Another thing that happens a lot in living rooms that I see is electronics. So outdated electronics, whether that be the old mobiles, laptops, wires. And we've talked about that all before as well.
The old TV connectors, right? Like the old VCR, DVD player or whatever. Like that's
yes. And the wire for the TV to connect to them, the yellow, red and orange, which I'm sure I must have talked about a few times, but like... Yes, and gentlemen love keeping it. And I'm like, why do you want to keep that when you can get an HDMI cable with the new TV? You don't need these old TV cables, so get rid of them. So any cables that you don't need, you know, and wall-mounted for TV stands, you know, if your TV is already on a stand or it's already mounted, you don't need to keep the spare wall-mounted frame, you know, give it away, donate it, leave it outside and somebody will take it and then keep it in their house. But... remove it from your life. So that's the main things in the living room, you know. Cords as well are a pain, you know. Get a cord box so you can put all the cords, you know, the extension plugs.
Yeah.
So hide them as well. IKEA have a great one that's really good value and really actually one of the best cord cable holders that I've seen out there, and I've seen a few and I actually use them, so I would recommend them. And also get their extension plug because it fits in their box and it's a good value as well. So yeah, so that's my main tips on organizing and decluttering. If you guys have any other tips you think of, you know, any other areas in the living room you think need help with, or you need us to give you guidance, let us know and then we can talk about it on another episode.
As a disclaimer, this episode was not sponsored by IKEA, just putting that out there. But if IKEA
they should
reach out. And then of course, as Shalina mentioned as well, if there are other areas in the living room that you're interested in getting some help with, you can contact Shalina on Declutter Me through social media, which is at the CLUTTRME on all of the platforms. And then also we mentioned some episodes or previous episodes. We'll see them in the show notes, but you can find all the episodes of the show in your favorite podcast player and now on YouTube as well. So yeah, that's it from us for this week, and we'll see you guys next week.
All right then. Bye.